Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Nothing, how are you?
I'm great, man.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Are we working tomorrow?
No, we're off.
Oh, so this is like our Friday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Thursday and Friday.
That's exciting. This is your spring break, right?
Yeah.
So are you guys going to do anything?
Well, no. I mean, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, I had screwed up. I thought opening day was this week.
I know. I did the same thing. Yeah, that was my fault, probably, because I told you that.
So that was my plan, was, you know, do that. But now that's not, maybe we'll take off and go somewhere.
Yeah. You know, I've got those, my father-in-law bought those. He stopped buying Chiefs season tickets a couple years ago. And, which I'm definitely not complaining. I mean, it was very nice of him. We got to, you know, I never went to, my first real Chiefs game was with you.
Yeah.
And that was a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I'd been to one preseason game as a kid when a friend took me. But if my dad got tickets to go to a Chiefs game from someone, there was a couple times where he took my older brothers, but we weren't all four going. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah,
there were all five of us. So going to those Chiefs games when my father-in-law got these season tickets and we were like in those nice seats, you know, it was great. And we got to watch Mahomes coming up and everything. But eventually, he just decided he wasn't making it to enough games, whatever. And he's like, what about Royal season tickets?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So now he's got Royal season tickets, and he's got more of them. And it's, you know, we can divvy them up or whatever.
Nice.
But and I know that we do get some tickets through work
here,
sometimes.
Yeah.
But the thing I'd really need to do this year, like bucket list thing, is because I'm embarrassed they haven't done this. I need to go see a Cardinals game at the stadium.
Oh, man,
it's
so much fun.
I mean, I say it's a new stadium. It's not really a new stadium
it's
anymore.
It's fun.
But I haven't been there. I've driven by it many times.
Yeah, you should go.
I've been around it, but I haven't been to a game in that stadium yet. So I know you guys take tours of stadiums.
We
I'm
do.
Not there yet. I'd like to do the St. Louis thing. That's doable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I still would like to go to Minneapolis, see a
That's
Twins
an
game.
Easy trip, too.
Yeah, and
That's
our buddy
fun.
Up there has been saying for years, come up here.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get you tickets. We can go to a game together. Because I've
fun,
never
man.
Been to Minneapolis.
It's fun. It's a cool city.
It
and then driving
cool.
distance, you can do Chicago, too.
I know, Chicago. Yeah. Well,
Rodeo,
Chicago,
Wrigley,
the great thing about Chicago,
Sox,
you take the train to Chicago, which is great because it's totally relaxing. And then you get there, you go to a Cubs game.
Yep.
And everything's on.
You go to a White Sox game.
You don't have
done.
To rent a car or anything. You get back on the train and you come home.
Yep.
The thing about the train is you kind of need like 4 or 5 days. You know, it's not like, hey, it's Friday. We're going to go see a game on Saturday. If you can do that, then you need to fly.
Yeah.
But if you've got some time off.
It's not
good.
Too bad of a drive. You can do it.
I know. Easy. If you're driving straight there, a train takes a little longer, is all I'm saying. You got to stop along the way, but it's cool. But the Cardinals thing is my first. Brooke was making a Missouri bucket list, something she saw on Instagram. They're selling these decks of like cards, or not playing cards. I was confused at first, but kind of like almost like a board game of cards, you know, where you open a box and they make one for each state.
Mm.
And each state has a bucket list of things to do in that state.
Oh.
She's like, oh, that's interesting. She likes road trips, right?
Sure.
For my 40th, she took me to Potosi, Missouri. So that tells
what
you something.
What the hell's in Potosi, Missouri?
Good times is what's in Potosi, Missouri. We actually did enjoy it.
I think what is
it? There's a prison there. There's like one of the state parks is there. I don't remember which one. It was a nice one. It was one she'd wanted me to see for a while. But she wanted to get this deck of cards, $65 for a deck of cards. But I thought, we can look this stuff up online, come up with our own. And you know what? People on Twitch, listeners, they could help us come up with the bucket list. Because, you know,
why
we're talking
just
Kansas, Missouri.
GPT?
Of course she did. Of course she did that.
Okay. Yeah.
But my thing is, as smart as it is, does it really know all the ins and outs
it does.
Of someone who's lived in Kansas their whole life? What
it.
Are the great places?
It told me to go to some place, I forget.
In Kansas?
Yeah, it's like some in
isn't
Flint,
there
foothills?
Well, sure, the Flint
Cowboy
Flint,
Bar
Flint
there.
Hills, okay,
and go do this. And I get really. Well, I was like, what could I do?
You
know, to
yarn?
Get out of my funk a little bit and go somewhere. And it gave me like five options of stuff I hadn't heard. And then pictures.
Yeah.
Here's a YouTube video of it. I was like, this thing's pretty
yeah.
crafty little.
Yeah, we don't need to pay $65.
Right.
So I'm putting that list together right now.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Okay. Hey. So I know you just told me about this.
What?
And apparently this isn't like brand new news, but your buddy, Fred Durst.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently got a big win in court. Like
I don't know exactly what the win was.
The
but
win
he's...
was that it gets to go to trial.
Okay.
So Fred Durst, I get Limp Bizkit, has been suing Universal Music Group for $200 million in unpaid royalties.
That's unreal.
And this started...
$200 million.
And this started, like, in October, the articles start coming out, I guess, so maybe that's when the news first broke that they were wanting to sue.
I didn't know Dad Vibes was that big. I like that song.
No kidding. Yeah, well, we'll get to that because, I mean, not that song specifically, but they do get into a little bit how many records these guys sold, and I know it's no surprise to you because you were in Jacksonville at the time, and you're pretty familiar with those guys. But Jesus, man. So they're accusing basically Universal of not paying them royalties because of the way that they did their contracts. I mean, is that a succinct way of saying it? Hey, you were going to pay us this money as a signing bonus, which is kind of a crazy thing to begin with.
Right, so what happens is you do like, you know, it doesn't really happen so much today anymore. But
I wouldn't think.
You know, back then, you know, I think they got signed to a deal. And they got a signing bonus. And that bonus
was
is money up front. And they, you know, it was like $45 million.
Yeah.
But then those signing bonuses, those are recoupable. So they're all recoupable bonuses. So then they say, okay, well, we'll give you $45 million up front. And then you'll pay us back out of royalties and sales and all that other stuff.
And once you earn that, the idea
once
would
you earn it back, then we'll do it, go into a split.
Money.
Right.
Now we owe you money. And they're saying, the band is saying, you never paid us the money that you should have owed
I think
us.
There's a quote from Fred saying, like, you know, they inquired about it. And then the label was like, yeah, you never recouped the $45
million. Right.
They're like, okay.
Which seems hard to believe, because then you look at how many records they sold. And we're talking millions and millions and millions, like 40 million records, which is a lot. I know that they got in at the end of, near the end of record sales, actual physical media record sales. When record companies could still charge 15, 20 bucks a CD, there was a lot of money to be made just selling records. And that sort of went away. But not before they got out of it. I mean, they were selling those records, and they sold a ton of them. So it seems, even without, I'm not a lawyer, don't pretend to be, I haven't seen the contracts, I find it very hard to believe that they wouldn't have been owed some sort of royalties based on, if they actually didn't get paid royalties, based on selling that many records. And so what happens is, the record label says, okay, well, we're going to get our attorneys to fight this to say it shouldn't go to trial. And they have a back and forth. They want this dismissed. It needs to be dismissed. They called Fred, well, I guess the band's accusations a fallacy is one of the quotes. So they go back and forth, and the judge has now ruled that this thing can go to trial. So your boy gets to go to trial. That's the victory. He gets to go to trial. Now, he hasn't won the money yet, but at least he gets to go have his day in court. Can you imagine just the thought of, like, squeaking in at the end there with the with that big money? I know there's other ways to make money being in a band, I get it. But that was really the golden era.
They were young guys, man, making $45 million up front.
They got in right at the end. He's got videos on MTV constantly. He's being featured in people's songs. The concerts are huge. They're doing Woodstock 3, whatever it is. They were massive and making tons of money. Just imagine if it's true that that record label never paid him any royalties.
Well, yeah, I mean, because, yeah, well, but you're looking at their product. So, you know, just say there's four guys in the band, five, if they, you know, I don't know, DJ Lethal, you know, how he came in. But so they split all that money, right? And then you're still getting paid on merch. You're still getting paid on your tour. So it's not like they don't have money coming in. So I could, you could see it to some degree. Like, man, we were making so much money. We got $10 million up front. And now we're making, you know, each of us are making, you know, $200,000 a show.
We can't
count
the zeros.
We're doing 100 of them.
Yeah.
Like,
we've never seen money like this.
Right. So you're like, I don't know. Did we? They're like, yeah, you didn't recoup the $45 million yet. You're like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, and then all of a sudden, you know, later on, you know.
Yeah, you're thinking, we'll make it up. Who cares? We got money coming out of our ears.
Right. And you're probably like, $45 million is a lot of money.
And then so, the dust settles and you go, wait a second. Now, they also, I don't know if it was the band, I don't know if you read this part, but somewhere in there I saw them saying that somebody said that Limp Bizkit is not the only band who claims that they were treated this way, that this happened to them, that there were other bands that they claimed at least weren't paid their royalties. So, yeah, it was, the signing bonus was $43 million. $43 million. That's like, I mean, that's Aaron Rodgers' money. That's bigger than that is.
No, remember,
huge,
you got to pay it
money.
Back.
I understand, but the thought of now—if you signed a rock band to a label now, and people thought this band's going to be huge, the most talked about—you're not getting $43 million.
No, because they
don't expect you to recoup that $43 million. There's just no way. I don't know what. I'm sure people have tried to put bar graphs and charts together to show here's how you made money being in a band before, here's how you make money now. And then based on popularity, meaning if you could really quantify number of ears who listen to and like your music and want to hear it, seek it out through Spotify, downloads, purchases, whatever, what that's worth now per fan, what it, you know, what, how much money is each fan worth to me now? Because back in the late 90s, early 2000s, those fans had to have been worth 10 to 20 times as much money. Now you get a check from Spotify. And Limp Bizkit has had this resurgence. So, and they talked about that in one of the articles that I was reading about how...
in the article that I was reading, they had a picture of them from playing, like, two nights ago in London or something, and it was packed. Like,
selling tickets to shows, and they had a huge streaming year last year in 2024. Their streams are way up. Everything's cyclical, man.
Yeah.
Even, and I think we talked about this. I believe I already admitted this to you. I know I did. I texted you, but whenever this was, I think it was last summer. Driving around, and I texted you, and I said, when's the last time you listened to Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, not too shabby. I mean, even if you burn yourself on something like that, there comes a time and a place where you go, why did I ever stop listening to this? The world needs this again. So I'm rooting for Fred. I think of Fred as like a friend of yours.
He is.
And
I mean, so people don't know, I worked in Jacksonville radio. It's a quick thing, but, man, he used to show up and knock on the window. I took those demos of his and put them on media so that it could be played on the radio.
Yeah.
Right.
And that is where, that was the first radio station you worked at, your first radio job. And that is where.
I used to get, so there was an intern that worked at the radio station, really hot. Don't remember her name now, but she was dating Wes Borland.
Okay.
And she broke up with him. And our fax machine, would come in with artwork, like this big, I mean, really intricate faxed artwork that Wes would draw.
Yeah.
Like crazy talented artwork, and it would come through, it'd all be directed at her.
Yeah.
And then me and her would laugh, take it and throw it out.
Wow.
I'm thinking, like, what if I had all of that artwork right now?
Yes.
Or even, like, if I didn't, like, what if I had it 15 years ago, right?
Well,
like,
it would be amazing. It would be amazing.
All the time.
Well, I'm rooting for him. $200 million, you know. I guess, I mean, that's what he's suing for. So if they get what they're asking for, and then the label owes him $200 million, you know, that's the
thing.
I'm sure,
like, that if it, because it's going to court now, they're going to be able to just, there's a mathematic, like, this, you're not going to be able to argue with math.
Here's how many CDs they sold.
Right. This is how much you paid us. And this is how many CDs, everything you sold, and this is what the contract says you should have paid us. Like, it's either it's going to be what it is. There's really not, like,
I wonder why
don't owe you that.
Why does it take this long before one of their managers or something figured out, like, hey, I don't think that we're getting their royalties?
Well, when I read in the article, was like, hey, you know, we think you guys owe us some royalties. They were like, no. And I'm like, yeah, no, I do. And they're like, oh, you're right. There's an accounting error.
Oh,
here's $1.7 million. And they're like, okay. And they're like, oh, we found another accounting area. Here's $2.2 million. And I think that's when Fred was like, you know, I should get an attorney.
I think you should.
You just paid me $4 million on a record that's 20 years old. Maybe there's more there.
The Church of Laszlo.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51,
and the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Headlines is presented by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Enjoy Casey's best burgers, steaks, and pasta while you catch the game at Brew Brothers.
Yo.
The news, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for those of you who are very excited about the JFK files being released, declassified, whatever, there are some professors that would like you to know that you are going to be very disappointed and very depressed when you get done going through them.
That's not the first time a professor has said you're going to be very disappointed and very depressed.
Your parents, for sure.
Overnight, the National Archives posting tens of thousands of pages related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, though they may reveal more about the practices of the agencies themselves than provide any seismic news about JFK's assassination.
People who think there's going to be some revelation or a list of the co-conspirators in the assassination are in for a long period of depression or disappointment, because that's not in there.
You know, so you heard him say, like,
so what's in there?
There's more information possibly about the agencies. You know, there was stuff that there's plenty of things that caused people to be conspiratorial about this, and plenty of things, just like during COVID. Remember during COVID when they said, hey, you don't need masks to prevent the spread of COVID.
Right,
and then later they're like, okay, you need the mask.
Right,
and like, why'd you change your mind? I'm like, because we didn't have enough masks.
Right.
Like, no, we think that maybe, the, you know, that's how conspiracies get started.
Sure.
You can't just be like, well, we lied because, but now trust us from here on out. So that's the same kind of stuff happened over and over again in the JFK files, including stuff about the CIA. What did they know about Lee Harvey Oswald? You know, the CIA originally said, we didn't know that he was in Russia. We weren't paying attention to him.
Right.
He wasn't on our list. And then later you find out, okay, he was on our list. We were watching him, but he was just a nobody. So now you're immediately like, well, I don't believe you. And I don't think that there's any amount of documents that could be released now that's going to cause everyone to go, you know what? I think Lee Harvey acted alone.
Yeah, no.
And I think that he was just kind of this loser, wannabe commie guy. I don't know about wannabe. Sort of, I mean, would you call him a commie? He was a commie, but he was a wannabe revolutionist.
Is there anything in there?
And
yeah, he's a wannabe.
There's nothing that they've said so far as people are going through it that stands out. Other than just, you know, if you are really dug in into some conspiracy, then you may be able to find some evidence that you think helps support your conspiracy, but there's nothing that says, like, the government worked with Lee Harvey Oswald to help take out the CIA. There's nothing like that. Not that they've seen so far. So Trump has kind of been fighting with
I guess, judges, right? The judicial system?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's been going after
Yeah, those. My brother's a lawyer and a lifelong Republican, and he sent me a thing the other day. He's not a Trump fan, though, and he sent me a thing the other day that was from the American Bar Association. He's like, this is unprecedented. As far as I know, you know, the last time that they got involved in politics, he told me this whole thing. And so I read through it, and I understood parts of it, and I got that what the American Bar Association was saying in this press release was, we don't feel comfortable with this idea of saying you should impeach judges or that you should attack judges or that you should try and call these people by name and then try and harass these judges because you don't like their decisions. We need to keep the separations of power in place. We don't like this at all. And, you know, the reason that comes up is because Trump has been saying we need to impeach some of these judges. It's not just Trump, but I certainly think he's been a big part of it. And one of the things he's been, one of the judges he's been mad at was this federal judge who said that he wasn't so sure about ICE's deportation of these Venezuelans. They're using this 1800s law to try and make it legal. What is that, the Aliens and Act from the 1800s. And so there's been some controversy around it. And that judge said, eh, what you're doing might be unconstitutional. I believe he said might be. Unconstitutional. I don't think he said for sure it was, but that made Trump upset, and he said this judge should be impeached. So now the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, he's come out and spoken out against this type of rhetoric, which apparently is also very rare that a Supreme Court justice would come out, especially the Chief Justice, right, and get bogged down into some sort of political debate. I don't know. Are these guys, like, they don't have Twitter accounts and Truth Social accounts, right? Maybe. They just post these things and then it gets picked up by the media.
Chief Justice Roberts writing, for more than two centuries, it's been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision, adding the appeals process exists for that purpose. Last night, the president was asked if he would defy a court order.
I never did defy a court order.
And you wouldn't in the future?
No, you can't do that.
Just before his administration was dealt new blows by the courts. Late yesterday, a federal judge blocking his day one effort to ban transgender people from serving in the military. And another federal judge ruling that billionaire Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency's unilateral actions to shut down USAID likely violated the Constitution.
Okay, so whether you're a Trump person or an anti-Trump person, there are those things that, at least when you get to my age, I look back and I definitely took for granted. When Bush was president, and he would say things like, well, we don't agree with the court's decision, but we respect it.
Right,
I didn't think anything of that. I just thought, I bet you don't agree with it. Hey, you guys, you know, whatever. If you're all corrupt, I don't know what I thought. But I didn't think, like, well, that's good that they're getting along. Now when you see people not getting along, go, oh, I see why they added that, but we respect their decision. We respect their ability to make that decision. We respect the separation of power. Like those sorts of things, you go, oh, that's what people are upset about now. Now they're saying, hey, you're not respecting the decision. You're instead calling for these judges to be impeached. By the way, I don't know anything about these cases. I'm not a judge. Like I said, I'm not a lawyer. Don't pretend to be. So I have no idea if this stuff is legal, illegal. Right. You could tell me that Biden did X number of things and used acts from the 1700s.
Sure you will on Facebook.
And I'm sure you will.
I'll
right.
See it all.
So that's why I'm not. I'm just. I will stay out of it. I'm just telling you what's in the news, and that's the big thing today. Really, in Trump world, is that John Roberts, you know, spoke out. I guess sort of against. You could say against Trump. Here's something that I don't like about liberals. I'll tell you this. The whole going after Tesla thing. Now, look, if not, don't want to buy a Tesla, that's fine. We talked about that. If you think, I don't want to buy a Cybertruck because I think it's an endorsement of a guy that I don't agree with, okay, fine. But if liberals are really going out and blowing up these Cybertrucks and spray painting them with swastikas, it's a bad look. And now I start to become conspiratorial because I go, are you really doing this or are these like agent provocateurs? Like, what is going on?
Who's
actually
it?
Blowing this? I see. What's the Adam Sandler's friend's name? Rob Schneider. He's like, these liberals are terrorists attacking all these Teslas. And it's like, God, what a weird timeline. You've got the conservatives defending the Tesla owners, right?
Yeah.
And the liberals supposedly attacking them. And so now there's been another attack on a Tesla dealership in Vegas. They blew up a couple Cybertrucks and, of course, spray painted swastikas and stuff on the door.
Las Vegas police are investigating what they're calling a targeted attack on a Tesla repair center. Police say a person armed with a gun and Molotov cocktails shot several rounds into the vehicles and then set them on fire. At least five Tesla vehicles were damaged in this. The suspect also spray painted the word resist on the door of the building.
Not a swastika.
Amid a wave of vandalism nationally targeting Tesla vehicles and its CEO, Elon Musk.
So I know I think he's a liberal in there, pretty sure. I don't know if he'll admit it or not, but I've seen him wear Bernie stuff before.
Yep.
You don't agree with blowing up Cybertrucks, do you?
I do not.
Yeah, you think that's a good way to get your message across?
No.
Do you think Bernie would support it?
No.
Do you think he secretly supports it?
Maybe.
Yeah, because I kind of have my suspicions. If you could get him in a room where he didn't think he was being recorded and it would stay within those walls, I'm not so sure. Here's a study that will surprise absolutely no one, except, I guess, the media, because they seem shocked by this. They did this study to see, you know, how often kids are using their phone. How often are they using more than one screen? 60% of kids, turns out, are on their phone
while
they're watching TV.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
all the time.
So are adults, by the way.
It makes me irrationally angry.
Does it? Yeah.
Only sometimes when I'm like, if it's just a regular movie or whatever, I'm fine with it. But if it's like, you know, I don't know, like if it's like The Godfather or something, I'm like, hey, this is an important part, and I don't know why it makes me irrationally angry. But I am like, and by the way, that can be with adults, too. Like, I'm like, yo, you got to see this part. Like, what are you doing?
And this
like,
is
I
it.
And I'm still probably looking over to see, like, are you watching?
I know.
I don't want to point at the screen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To be that guy.
Right.
It is, for some reason, infuriating. My sister-in-law does it, and my nephew, he'll do it, of course. He's a kid. And he'll have something he wants to watch. Something. Let's say, maybe it's not The Godfather. Maybe it's like The Goonies, right?
Yeah, sure.
And he seems interested. But now he's on his phone, and I'm thinking the exact same thing. This is one of the best parts. You're not going to know this. My sister-in-law is an adult, and she'll pick out the movie. I'm like, the reason we're watching this French monstrosity is because you picked it out, and you're over there on your phone the whole time.
Right.
And not only are you on your phone, but if you're listening to this, I know what you're doing over there on your phone, or at least I think I do. I think you're over there looking up the plot. I think she is so distracted by her phone.
She looks up the plot, smart heady movies,
and then looks up the plot
so she can talk about it, so that she can say,
"I'll bet this is going to happen." Oh, he must be the killer, or something like that. And also, so it serves two purposes. One is she can make these predictions, very insightful predictions, when she hasn't been watching the movie. And the other is when the movie's over, if someone asks her what it's about, she can say, I watched it, and she knows, because she read the Wikipedia synopsis in 2 seconds. The rest of the time, she was on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, you know, retweeting Elon Musk. I don't know what she's doing over
there. New study now revealing that teenagers are actually doubling up on screen times more than you think. According to the research from USC out in Southern Cal, 60% of teens are using their phones while they're watching TV and movies at home. Ooh. Another 20% of teens are using those phones while they're in the movie theater.
Oh, no.
Which is where you're... That's the cardinal sin.
The humanity. Ah, these kids today.
The cardinal sin.
We ought to just kill them. Kill them!
Well, that's what they went on to say. I cut that part out, but obviously it goes without saying. Yeah, so there's a plan now to try and exterminate them. We thought about taking away their smartphones. We're like, nah,
just kill them.
I mean, have you met a kid that you like?
Right. You see a kid on his phone watching TV, kill him.
Right. I mean, what's the point? You said you wanted to watch a movie. Also, that's the other thing, too, that, like, with my nephew, he's not usually the one saying, let's watch a movie. It's me. I'm like, you want to watch a movie? Come on, let's watch a movie. And if I can get him to watch one, I'm very excited, because that's a big commitment for
a
young person who, they've all got ADD at this point, right?
Of course.
I don't see how there could be any way around it. If you are given a smartphone and technology and those things at the age that most of these kids are, I don't see how you could have a normal attention span.
Right.
With instant gratification, TikTok, everything else is designed to be quick consumption.
Now, I will say what I have noticed is, and just taking the name of the movie out, I throw out The Godfather for, you know, doesn't matter. What I will say is that they always start with their phone in hand scrolling and watching the movie. But I will say 20% of the time they'll be like, and put down the phone.
That's a good
sign. Because they're like, now it's a good movie.
Now
like, it's almost like, yeah, hey, you got to grab my attention here because, I don't know.
You're fighting
for it. I'm looking at this stuff on Instagram. But there will be times where they're like, oh, all right, what's going on here, right? And then they start to watch it. So that's what you're hoping for, I guess, which is what we're all doing.
Yeah, it's like the best endorsement you can get.
Right.
If you look over and they have put it down.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even their mouth is open a little bit like, oh my gosh, and like, this thing got your attention.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
But the problem is you go, it would have gotten your attention a lot easier if you hadn't missed the first 10 minutes.
Well, you know
you're
what,
making
man?
It harder on yourself. But you know what? Yeah, those movies have to do battle with TikTok.
The Church of Laszlo.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51,
and the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Headlines is presented by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Enjoy Casey's best burgers, steaks, and pasta while you catch the game at Brew Brothers.
Yo. I know you're the news guy, but I have to tell you, I came across some news. The only place I get news is World Star.
Yeah.
And
I know.
Did you see this? Indiana teacher accused of asking three underage students to here?
No, I did not see that.
No.
Indiana teacher accused of asking three young students to
Indiana teacher accused of raping her students, including an instance where she forced three underage boys to have sex with her while wearing scream masks.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I need to start going to World Star for my news, then. This is ridiculous.
31-year-old Brittany Fortenberry is accused of raping at least 10 boys. She blames her weight loss for allegedly playing on the children. Apparently, man, I know she lost weight, and I was like, I'm hot.
Yeah.
According to one of the 13-year-old boys, she would always make him food and would buy him anything he wanted, including vapes, weed, and THC carts. The teacher would allegedly drug him and his friends with mushrooms before telling them to touch her. Says she would peer pressure them if they didn't want to take the shrooms. Brittany would just grab their arm and say, just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
On one occasion, Fortenberry allegedly had the boys spend the night at her house and forced them to wear a scream mask.
So
Brittany had one condition for them to have the with her, and that was that they had to wear a scream mask to F her.
Hmm.
The affidavit continues. Apparently her husband was aware of it, but stayed quiet because she told him she would slaughter him in front of his family if he said anything.
Jesus.
I don't know what that means, but
we don't know the context.
Yeah, I don't know what slaughter means. I'll tell you, you know, what
could
is
have been talking dirty, right.
Or like, you know, I'll tell them all the crazy stuff you do. Like, maybe she didn't mean, like, I'll actually slaughter you. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, man.
So is she in trouble?
I guess.
Huh. But they went out and got the ghost face mask.
I don't know who had them. Maybe she had them with her.
Oh.
Which is, like, that's always a bonus.
She just got them ready to
go. Yeah, if you're at a girl's house and she's like, put on a scream mask, and you're like, I don't have a scream mask. And she's like, go in the closet. And you're like, all right. I like, this is my kind of party. It's like, take these shrooms, put on this scream mask,
story.
And go at it. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you telling me you wouldn't?
You asking me or him?
Yeah, you.
Of course I would do it.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
You went over to her house and she's like, put on a scream mask.
Yes. Yes, and she didn't look that great in the picture I saw, but yes.
No, she doesn't look bad. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, I might have seen a different picture. I'll show you the picture I've
got. What the hell?
This is the picture they gave me.
Is it a mugshot?
Well, it's a mugshot.
That's the only picture I
have. There she is.
Great.
There she is next to her. Here's what she looks like when you
Okay, yeah.
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 So the truth is somewhere
you saying
in the
no to that?
I already said I would say yes with nothing but the mugshot.
I know.
She looks bad.
I mean, she looks good there.
You know, that's just the kind of stuff that wasn't offered to me when I was in high school. They claim that other kids partook in such things. I was never offered.
No.
There were teachers I wanted to. But, and I heard that they had.
I didn't have any attractive, I told you. I didn't have it. But, looking back on it now, with this new wrinkle in it, I probably would have had sex with some of my teachers.
You would have thought they were a little more attractive if you'd known.
If I were to tell them to put on the scream mask.
Oh, okay. Sure.
You're gonna, hey, he'll listen, Miss York, like, you're 80, so you're going to have to put on this scream mask. I'm going to do some mushrooms that you put on the scream mask. Yeah, then maybe we can party. But, I mean, the other way around wouldn't have worked for me.
Mm. See, I didn't even make my 80-year-old teacher put on a scream mask. I just did what she said. We didn't have sex, obviously, but she did cross some wires there that stayed permanently crossed.
Yeah,
so
I didn't.
She had an impact on me, for sure.
Can you imagine, man? Wow.
No, it doesn't sound like real life. Well, actually, now it does in 2025. But there was a time when we first started hearing about all these female teachers having sex with students. We're like, no. How can this be happening? This has got to be some sort of like mass hysteria or just it didn't go on. But then it dawned on me after reading all those Rolling Stone articles. You know, when I was in high school, we had these female teachers that guys flirted with, that people want to have sex with, and there were rumors that they had sex. Of course, I always just dismissed it immediately.
Sure.
No, they didn't. And these teachers would disappear. And there'd be stories about the male teacher who had sex with the student. And I believe that, because then he got divorced.
Sure, yeah.
And then he got fired, and then one of them took his own life. Like, that was like, yeah, that seems like something bad happened there.
Yeah.
But the females, I never believed it, because I thought, no, this just doesn't happen. Now, I know that it does happen, so yeah, those teachers probably were. The hot teacher, one of the hot teachers at my school, the story was that she had sex with him, a student at school, in the actual supply closet. Like, that's where they went, into the supply closet, because they could lock it from the inside. Went in there and had sex after hours. And I was just, no part of me believed that at all. Now I totally believe it. And she continued to be a teacher for a little while. When I first started working with you,
man,
I mentioned her a few times and she disappeared.
There's no good-looking teachers.
We had a chief cheerleader.
If there's a hot teacher, look like that lady who wants to get by the scream mask. If that lady, I heard that she had sex with dudes in the supply closet when I was in high school, I would have just went and waited in the supply closet.
Oh.
These I just waited there for days.
No
like
kidding.
Every day. My buddy's like, where are you going? I'm like, in the supply closet.
These teachers
don't you have a test the first hour? Do not care.
You would wait for days and days.
I will wait in the supply closet until she comes in here.
Yeah.
With a screen mask on. Like, if that's what she's into.
I promise you that these teachers were way hotter than this woman. And I'm not saying that she's hideous. I'm just saying that if you're saying you would have waited around for her, you definitely would have. One of our teachers was a Chiefs cheerleader.
Yeah.
That's what she did. That was her other job, was a cheerleader for the Chiefs. And you're like, no way. And then you get the calendar, and you're like, there she is. The other one owned a gym.
Yeah, not bad.
So, you know she works out. Yeah. Not that you needed to know that she owned the gym. You could tell by looking at her. The other one I ran into outside of school one time, where? At a hot bodies contest at the Lake of the Ozarks.
She was in it?
She was in it. My buddy and I are there. We're kind of not supposed to be there because we're underage, you know. And we're like, wait a second. Is that Miss So-and-so? And then later, I said something about on the air, years later. She was not one of my teachers. Like, not someone I was close with. She had the guys that, you know, they'd rub her shoulders, whatever. I was not one of those guys in her pack. I may have had her for a semester at one point. But she reached out to me. And she was like, hey, do you remember me? I was like, how do you remember me? She'd heard me tell the story about the hot body thing. I didn't know it. She asked me to come judge a talent show.
When?
At the school. I told you about this at the time.
Did you go?
Yes, I went.
And did you have sex with her?
No.
Why?
I couldn't make it happen, but it was clear that she was...
Into
she
it?
Was flirting with me, yes. And I don't normally think that, but she was flirting with me. She's like, I remember. You saw me at that hot bodies contest, huh? That was me, wasn't it? I was like, yes, it was you. Yes, it was. You had a purple bikini on and one of those big plastic cups filled with something that normally beer, but yours was filled with liquor. I could tell.
I think about it. I think about it, you know, I don't know. 3 to 4 times a week for the last 20 years.
At least. It's the first thought when I wake up. It's the first thought, last thought when I go to bed at night. Yeah, somehow I couldn't make it happen.
Anyway.
She sat next to me in the auditorium, and you know, we talked about the talent show or whatever, and I was like, do you want to get out of here? I don't remember exactly what
I said. Did you say that?
But I don't know what I don't remember. It's all a blur now, but it didn't work. Nothing worked. She left without me. I think her husband came to pick her up or something. Mm. Maybe I was supposed to make a move earlier. I don't know. Guy in the Dominican.
Wasted evening.
The guy in the Dominican, who, as far as I know, never had sex with one of his teachers, Josh Ribby.
We don't know that.
We don't know that, but I'm saying as far as I know, he never did. It'd be just more interesting if he did. But, you know, he went to court yesterday in the Dominican. He wants to go. So I guess the Dominican Republic has said, okay, well, technically you are allowed to leave.
In front of a swarm of cameras, Joshua Ribby pleading for his freedom in a Dominican court. The 22-year-old from Iowa turning to face the wall of media before telling the judge, I can't go anywhere and I really want to be able to go home, talk to my family, give them hugs, tell them I miss them. I understand I'm here to help, but it's been 10 days and I can't leave. Shortly after his testimony, the judge ruling that Ribby is free to move around the Dominican Republic, but deferring a ruling on his passport, meaning he has to stay in the country until the next hearing in 10 days.
Okay, Jesus. That's what they say. But the thing that I read on Fox News said technically what the judge said is that we're not keeping you here, but we haven't given you your passport back. And he can't leave without his passport. So he has a couple options. He could keep going through court, which is, well, he could try and get a new passport. That's one of the options, is try and get a new passport from the embassy, and they didn't say how long that would take. Maybe another 10, 11 days, something like that. Mm. Or he can try and fight for it in court, which probably is going to take the same amount of time. So he's got to go back. So, yeah, they said you can leave, but he can't actually leave. because he doesn't have a passport. And now that her family has come out and said, hey, you know, we don't think he did it. They say he's been nothing but cooperative. At this point, like, they need to give the public, at least his family, somebody, some reason that they're keeping him there other than he happened to be the last person we know of that talked to her.
Yeah.
That's not enough at this point.
That's why
we
don't know what the rules are in the Dominican Republic.
Exactly. But it just feels like I understand that they got to keep some of that stuff hidden in an investigation. But if you have something, then at least allude to the fact you have something. Hey, we have reasons that we want to keep him here, and we'll share with you later what those reasons are. Even that would be enough, but they're not saying that. They're just saying, nope, just a person of interest. Yep, he's been super cooperative, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, so let him go now. It's been a long time. And how long is this guy going to be famous? You know, when he gets back, I don't think this guy, hopefully, if he didn't do anything, hopefully this guy doesn't have to live under that cloud.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's probably there.
It's going to be there, and people will find out. But, you know, it's not, with this country's attention span, is it the kind of thing where they're going to recognize him everywhere he goes? And go,
no,
hey,
but man, if he goes and applies for a job, they just Google him, and they're like, God damn it.
I know. It's bad, huh? Hey, Georgia daycare workers are in trouble. They actually shut the daycare down because they wanted kids to take naps. Now, I worked at a daycare. We had nap time for the kids. And I guess you're not supposed to do this. These people were giving these kids Benadryl to help them take a little nap.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea.
I guess you're not supposed to do that.
A Georgia daycare center has been ordered to close, and now three people are arrested after investigators say toddlers were given Benadryl to make them sleep during nap time. The Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning ordered the child care center at Forsyth Methodist Church in Monroe to shut down. The agency said it found violations that put children in imminent danger.
Okay, so the kids were 2 years old. There was three of them. Three two-year-olds, gotta give them a little Benadryl. I would think that that would work. Benadryl still works
on
me.
I've heard it can kill you.
Makes me very tired.
When you're young. I've heard that. I mean, I don't know.
It can kill you as an adult.
It was a big thing, like, you know, when you have a baby.
I'm
like, they talk, like, you know, you're like, should we give them Benadryl? You know what I mean? Like, if they're sick or whatever, like, what medication do you give them? So
I know how I feel the next morning.
I never did, but yeah.
I mean, there's a difference between being tired. Like, if you take a sleeping pill or a benzo before bed, there's a certain feeling in the morning. It's actually a very comfortable, I want to stay in bed, that sort of thing. With Benadryl, when I wake up, I'm like, I can't
move. Heavy is how I describe it. Like, real heavy.
It's hard to move. I can't get up. Mm-hmm. And I, my buddy's buddy, he wasn't a direct friend of mine, too smart, but he was in med school. And we were sitting around talking one time, and I was asking about stuff. And I said, like, what are the over-the-counter drugs that are the craziest that they're over-the-counter or whatever? And he said, Benadryl is the craziest thing. He's like, we learned about it in med school. If it were released today, it would not be over-the-counter. It would be a prescription. But it's just been over-the-counter for so long, they're not going to take it away. But it's really dangerous because if you take too much, it can kill you. And I watch a lot of true crime shows. It is used a lot to try and get someone, to pass out and then kill them. I mean, you can think to yourself, it's just over-the-counter sleep medicine. Yeah, but I'm sure there are people who it's not effective on, but for most people, if you take it, it will absolutely knock you out. And good news, finally, at the end here, I know Lazo, I feel like I've heard enough about this, but Lazo wanted to know, for sure, did Crew 9 make it home safe? Yes, Crew 9 splashed down last night. They're back on Earth, safe and sound.
Brace for splashdown.
And splashdown. Crew 9, back on Earth.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right, I'm going to save you a click here, Laszlo, because you probably will come across a story if you haven't already. A man who voted for President Donald Trump says he does not regret his decision, even after federal immigration authorities arrested.
Bradley Bartell cannot stop thinking about his vote for President Donald Trump after his immigrant wife was detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
That's right. His wife was arrested by ICE. And, you know, the guy has been steadfast. I actually saw something on TV where they said, you know, this guy regrets his vote. And I'm like, no, I'm looking at a Newsweek article here, and he specifically says, I don't regret my vote. I mean, that's in quotes. He does not regret his vote.
Well, he's happy his wife got taken away.
Of course, despite the couple's ordeal.
That's why he voted.
He still supports Trump, who has vowed to conduct the largest mass deportation operation in U.S. history. He says, I don't regret my vote. And there's a lot of pictures of him and his wife together, and apparently she had overstayed her welcome. I don't know. What do you get, a visa? Is that what you
get? I guess, yeah.
She'd overstayed something, and she was trying to get permanent residency status. I have a dumb question for you. I thought that if you married someone who's a citizen, you got citizenship. I know if you're born here, you get citizenship. Trump doesn't like that. But I thought that if you married someone, you got citizenship. Isn't that how the whole... You watched that show, Snow Cone.
I thought so.
Foreign brides.
Maybe it takes time. Who knows?
Oh, 90 Day Fiancé?
90 Day Fiancé. Isn't that what those people are doing?
Yeah, they're after the K-9 visa.
So it's a visa. So you don't get citizenship.
No, you get a K-9 visa.
Ah, so maybe that's all this girl had. Maybe that's what she overstayed. But can you imagine? Like, and I don't know. Maybe they're happy. Maybe just like, look... We weren't following the rules, you know?
Yeah.
Rules are rule. We got to get this paperwork sorted out. But I look at this guy and I think there's a very good chance.
But he voted because of that.
Because...
And then called the police on her.
Right. How did they know? They're going after this student who's overstayed her visa, her whatever student visa.
I don't know anybody.
I don't know how they're finding these people.
And I don't know anybody who's it's actually happened to.
No, me neither.
Like, I read about it, I see it, but
you mean
I
like somebody that ICE has contacted?
Yeah.
Like, I see the stories, but I don't know, like, have they done raids locally?
Right.
And also, why do they wear the masks? I have seen the videos on the news of the ICE agents, and they've got, like, they're grabbing the Venezuelans, and they're wearing, like, hoods on their head. Why do they look so scary?
Is it, like, is it a lottery?
I don't understand.
Like, do they just say, all right, hey, pick these, you know, these 20 people today who... You know, their visas are expired, and let's go get them? Is that, I mean, there's a lot of people, so obviously, you know, they were saying they wouldn't even have the time to do them all, obviously, or the money.
Yeah.
So who, like, is winning the lottery to get sent back?
Yeah.
I gotta feel like somebody's telling on them.
I would think so.
Like, there's gotta be some sort of lead.
You know, you heard that thing about Homeland Security and ICE, right? Wasn't it both departments? Is ICE part of Homeland Security? I don't know, but they said that the department was going to start... forcing employees to take lie detector tests. Where did you see this? Mm-mm. They were going to have to start taking lie detector tests because a lot of these raids, people were somehow catching wind that there was going to be a raid and they would leave. They'd hide. Whatever. And so these agencies said, we've got someone on the inside who is alerting people that we're coming. So they're going to start forcing these lie detectors, which I thought, God, if they did that at work. I mean, I guess eventually if you took it enough times... you might get comfortable enough that you could lie to it. But if we had lie detectors in here all the time, just like now, talking about the cousins, and you just start asking me questions about my cousin, ask you questions about your hot cousin, then I think we'd get some truth, because that red light starts flashing. But anyway, this guy is getting all this public scrutiny. People are making fun of him, saying he gets what he deserves. And it's like, okay, well...
No, I don't feel bad for him.
Don't feel bad for him, because the guy says he doesn't regret his vote. Yeah. I don't regret my vote for Donald Trump. These headlines that say he does, he doesn't. And he says, I've received a lot of these hateful messages. Plenty of people saying that we both deserve this. And plenty of other insults. Well, I don't think she voted for him, because she's not a citizen, right? He said, you know what? It has crossed our minds that maybe we should move to Peru. If we can't get the paperwork figured out, we'll just move to Peru. I guess that's where she's from. So, you know, if that... Just thinking, I know your relationships, I don't think you've ever been with someone who was here on like a visa or whatever, but you are from Detroit, and I know you've dated immigrants.
Of course.
Like, second generation, sure. At the very least. You know, idea of like, you know what, I am so mad at this person.
I'll call it on
I'm
going to
vote for Trump and I'll get your parents, exactly.
I'll call it on your parents.
I'm going to call ICE on your parents.
Believe me, I've thought about it. How about your grandma?
He's thought.
Go back. Send your ass back.
He's already thought about it.
I'm going to go ahead and let your whole family focus on something else other than me.
Man, it's such a big matzo ball that I'm hanging out there like,
right.
You really want to go down this road?
Right.
You want to go to war
in
with me?
Of an argument?
The war ends with, you always talk about nukes.
With you and your goddamn family going back to Europe,
another
bitch.
Country. I mean, I guess you'll be here.
Just come out of the house every day with a MAGA hat on. Push it. Push your luck. Push your luck.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Serious allegations. That's that's what I'm reading here from this article. I don't know what website this is, but the first article that popped up about this guy. Harry, is it Sisson? Is that how you say his name?
I don't know. I mean, I literally have only read it. I had no idea who this guy was.
S-I-S-S-O-N.
But it just came up on my X feed, and I was like, to be honest, I hadn't heard Me Too'd in a minute.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and honestly, when I saw Me Too'd now, I thought, okay, this guy did something bad. Because it's been such a while since I've seen anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, if they're bringing back that.
Yeah.
This guy's in trouble.
Or then you find out that he's a liberal influencer and you're seeing this on X, and so it pushed it right to the top. But he's a political commentator, young, like Lazo said, millions of followers. And, of course, he's polarizing because he's a political commentator.
Yeah, sure.
So when I looked up stuff about him, I found old stories of people just busting his balls, making fun of him, calling him a piece of crap, calling him a hypocrite. Normal stuff that you would expect when someone decides they're going to be a political commentator, especially a young one. But now there's this new story that says multiple women have reportedly accused him of serious. These are serious allegations. Mm-hmm. Accused him of manipulative behavior and inappropriate online interactions, particularly involving Snapchat. So you're thinking, okay, what are these serious allegations?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys, you've got your screenshots.
I've got one here, like it says, here's one of the ladies, Carly, one of Harry's victims, has described the situation in the most detail. So here we go. And this is from the, I guess there's a woman who, she's a Republican political commentator, maybe, and she's had issues with Harry, I guess.
Okay.
So she's the one who kind of summarized these and put this all out and what people are following.
Okay.
And it says, according to Carly, Harry wooed, and they use quotation marks for wooed, her from the very beginning.
Okay.
And convinced her that he respected her for more than physical appearance. She said, even though she's embarrassed to admit it, she created a private chat-to-chat with Harry that was meant for his eyes only, where she shared explicit photos of herself with him. And then she quotes, he loved it. He loved that I was not entertaining anyone else the way I was entertaining him. Harry told her that she was wifey material and was sold on her wife applications. After 6 months of this behavior, of her sending nasty photos to this guy, he told her, hey, I'm not really up for a commitment. Which, after 6 months, he's already committed to you to some degree.
Yeah,
it's been months, right?
Still reading those messages.
She accused him of leading her on, to which he admitted, you're right, I have been, and said that he should have made his intentions more clear. Directly after this, Harry posted a photo of a quote-unquote thirst trap of him and his new girlfriend on TikTok.
How can that be a thirst trap if he's with his girlfriend?
I don't know. The video shows him lying in bed with a girl while she provocatively swipes her hand across his face.
Okay.
Prior to the first trap, Carly watched Harry go live, and she observed hickeys on his neck. From a, and this is all caps, different girl.
Different from her.
Yeah.
Whom she hasn't met him in person that we know of. Yeah.
She confronted Harry and he told her she's overreacting. Carly had,
agreed.
Right. Well, here you go. This is crazy. Carly had recently been in a car accident and was dealing with depression from the car accident at the time. And she says that Harry pounced on her sadness from the car accident.
Yeah.
Carly decided to go live on TikTok to share her story when she discovered that during the 9 months that she was talking to Harry, so she continued after the six.
Yeah.
Harry was leading multiple other women on the on at the exact same time. He told them the exact same things and then convinced them to send him explicit messages through their Snapchat platform. Now, here's a big thing. When the women asked if he had other women, he said no. Of course. What? Like, he's like, yeah, no, I do.
Now it's getting serious.
Dirty son of a bitch.
So I just want to make sure. So this guy, we'll start with this Carly girl. He's talking to her on Snapchat. He starts telling her she's beautiful. He says, I like you more than just your looks. I think I like you for you, right? You seem real smart and everything. So we can just assume that he's saying stuff like that. And then she's like, what do you think of this? She starts sending him naked pictures. He's like, oh, I like it. And I'm just imagining that she says, yeah, do you like this? Because at some point he says, yeah, I like it. You're wife and material. Which, that can be taken a couple different ways. Does it mean that he loves her? It means you're so hot, I'd put a ring on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're wife and material.
It could mean that he felt that way that minute.
Absolutely.
Like, holy Christ.
Yeah.
I would marry your ass.
And it also could mean that he thinks that you're someone's wife material. Just not. But you then correspond with this guy for 6 months. At which point, 6 months' time has elapsed, you realize that he is with some other girl. He posts a picture with this other girl. But also, if I'm getting this timeline correct, 6 months, you find out he's with some other girl. You're upset about this, but you continue that correspondence for at least another 3 months.
I don't know, they say six months or nine months. So.
I'm reading that here, too, though. Right. I mean, it does seem like she continues. Now, I don't know if she's continuing to send him pictures or whatever, but she's saying, you led me on. He says, you're right. I guess I did lead you on, which, you know, I don't know if Lazo's crisis management would have suggested that he give that response in that moment. If I'm like, hey, I got this girl. She's saying that I led her on. What do I do?
I would actually say that.
You would?
Yeah, I'd fall on the sword. Be like, yeah, whatever. You know, hey, we hadn't met each other. You sent me dirty photos. I don't know. It's 9 months later. You're like, I did say stuff about, you know, wife stuff. I'm not really that into it. So
okay, good. Because I'm thinking to myself, like, that's probably the best way to go about it. Just be honest at that point. Like, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. Because I would think that that would, if you have a potential fire growing, that that should douse the flames a bit, right? Like, you know what? You're right. I'll take that. It's a personality fault of mine, defect of mine, and I shouldn't have led you on like that.
Right.
You would think that that would help, but instead, they're calling these serious allegations. Now, this person, this Republican...
now, there's crazy stuff in here. Like, they're literally like... So there's this one girl, another victim of Harry, Sarah provided a long, detailed video of her experience. I clip for the sake of time. This is, but here it goes. It says, Sarah's a DV survivor, right? She had posted about her domestic violence experience in October of 2024 for DV Awareness Month. Now, they post text messages underneath this, right? And it's basically like, you know, hey, this guy grabbed me by the back of the head and threw me down. When you're reading it, it's still about Harry.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, now we're getting into this last
one. That's serious.
But then they're like, well, these aren't the receipts from Harry. These are from her ex.
The guy who domestically... Like,
it's not
assaulted
Harry,
me.
Harry, we're not saying Harry did this.
Yeah.
We're just putting in these texts so that if you just glance through it and click on it, you think it's from Harry.
Of course. That's the whole point. And when you find out that one of these people who has really helped share all this, spread all this, is some sort of Republican or conservative strategist.
Of course.
It only makes more sense.
Right.
This I don't know what she's TikTok user or what she is, but of course they're doing that on purpose, and of course they're embedding those photos where you see messages that say, he threw my head against the wall. You look at the headline that says, serious accusations against this person. You scroll down, you see those screenshots.
The other side, it would be deny, deny, deny. That never happened.
But when you read through it, this is, and this is not the first time we've seen this. I don't want to use names because I don't want to get people's stories wrong, but I know that we all three think of one notable person,
an artist
who it really hurt his career.
Yep.
He had accusations. This was sort of when the Me Too thing started to go, hey, wait, what's happening here? Because these allegations at the beginning
five,
were pretty
six
cut
months
and dry.
After, like, you know, Weinstein, after the, after it really kicked off.
And the more you read through all this, because back then, at that point in time, if you heard someone's being Me Too, you went, oh no, this is bad. What did this?
Done.
What did this piece of crap do?
That's it.
Right. But as you started reading more and more through this artist stuff, you started to discover, oh, there's a couple of girls here. They've hooked up with this guy. They've spent time with them.
More than once.
He travels to do shows, right? Because he's an artist. And so they've come and hooked up with him when he's in town to do a show more than once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then basically he didn't want to have a serious relationship with them.
Right.
And they said, boom, hashtag me too. Now, look, the three of us read through everything we could find about him. Because that was the first
story.
There was
a lot of stuff, too, that, like, you know. And then, not only did he not talk to me, his friends quit talking to me. Like,
right.
Well, they're his friends.
Right.
Like, that's what happened.
I forgot about that. Yeah, it was like that. I was shunned from the group, the friend group.
Yep. You're not in the band.
Yep.
Right.
No, exactly. And that's a life lesson you're supposed to learn at a young age. Someone should have taught you that. They're not your friends.
Now, there was something else in this. There was this woman, Hannah. So they posted something. This is something else they posted. They posted that there was grooming of a 14-year-old. So, again, you're like, okay, this is bad. What? Mm-hmm. What now? More people are coming out, and a lot of times this happens. Like, the first one, you're like, what is this? And then, you know, you get two, three, four, five, and you're like, okay, this is bad, right?
Yeah.
But here you go. This is Hannah. Unfortunately, many content creators on X embedded her video from my thread last night and misconstrued the truth about what she said. Last night on the space, they held to give the girls a platform to share their stories. So she clarified things. So she says, Harry worked for a young man named Camille Maroon. According to Hannah, Camille was coaching and potentially grooming a 14-year-old autistic teen in Australia.
Okay.
So it wasn't Harry.
Yeah.
It was somebody that Harry worked for. According to Hannah, she informed Harry about his behavior. Harry acted as if he
informed
was
Harry about this guy's behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said, if this is true, I'm going to report the issue to the FBI. Once he said those things, Hannah was happy and said, okay, I'm glad we can be friends again. Harry then asked Hannah for nudes, which apparently she sent. However, Harry lied. He didn't report the issue to anyone.
What?
While we are not accusing Harry of a crime, it is important that everyone understands that knowing of a crime and not reporting it for your own benefit is considered a crime in itself.
Wait, so did she report the
crime? No! So you reported it to Harry.
Yay, look, I know he's not the one who did it, but not reporting a crime is almost as bad, says the person who also did not report the crime. It's in Lazo, like this article that I'm looking at, I say article loosely, words jumbled together on a page, but it says that this Republican state delegate, Sarah Fields, have you seen her name come up?
That's the one who wrote all this.
Yeah, she's at Sarah is censored on X. She's been one of the most vocal figures allegedly exposing Harry, sharing evidence and claiming that he tried to silence his accusers by dismissing them as, quote, insane. Now, that's all it says, though. It doesn't say where he accused them of being insane. And maybe it does in another article. But, you know, going through all of this, if this is what you've got, then what I'm seeing is more of the same. Just like with that artist that we're making reference to a few years ago, these are girls who seem to be upset that he didn't want to be in a relationship. Also, I think it's totally possible that if you're a political person, if that's what you do, if you're an influencer and politics is your thing, watch out on either side.
Yeah.
Watch out. Because if someone's sending you nudes, there's a very good chance. And I'm not saying that's what happened here. I'm just saying that the fact that this Sarah woman wants to expose, quote-unquote, expose all this, is because Harry is a political person. And she's on the opposite side.
Well, I mean, there's so many things to unpack here. Like, okay, so none of you that I can tell, and I've kind of read it, none of you met Harry in person.
I haven't seen one instance.
No person said they've ever had actual sex with Harry. They've all sent him dirty pictures. And I guess dirty chat. Okay. And you're mad because you sent him dirty chats and you thought that you two were exclusively doing dirty chats, and then you find out that you're not. And that Harry is dirty chatting with other people who also send them nudes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
okay.
That's it.
That's it, right?
I mean, the tweet from the Sarah woman that is being embedded in a lot of these things, this is the headline. Again, this is that Sarah is censored girl on Instagram. She's got the alarm, you know, the red light, right, flashing the emoji up there, and it says, Harry Sisson convinced 11 different women that he had no roster and respected them for more than their bodies while persuading them to send explicit photos of themselves through Snapchat, including one from a domestic abuse survivor.
Right.
He told 11 different women that he didn't have a roster and that he respected them. So you're he told 11 different women that he respected them, convinced them to send nudes, and then I guess didn't marry them or whatever, didn't date them, right? Including one who's a domestic abuse survivor. What does that mean?
Well, because they keep using
that. I know.
They lead it.
Words in there, domestic abuse, and then show those screenshots taken totally out of context.
And here's the other thing. One, I believe women have total autonomy over their bodies. If you don't want to send a nude, don't send a nude. That's it. Like, it's your decision. Like, you're making that decision.
Yeah.
Right?
And like, he could do things that would piss me off. He could share that nude without your permission.
Right.
And then I'd be mad at him.
Right.
But so far, what I've seen is you sent him nude pictures, and you feel like he was not honest with you when it comes to how much he liked
you. To get the nudes from you.
Are we seriously?
Also, I'd like to ask, if Harry didn't have 2 million followers, would you send him the nudes?
Right.
So if Harry was just some regular dude on X, Harry Nissen, and he had 27 followers, and he's like, I respect you for more than your body. I think you're real smart and wifey material. Send me pictures of your boobs. Would you be like, yeah, why not? Dude seems legit.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here?
At the bottom of that tweet that I was reading to you, the final thing she says after, you know, he convinced these 11 women,
And then she says, you know, when the women discovered each other one by one, he called them all insane and attempted to coerce them into telling the public that the photos were fake. And then she says, request to reader, set political differences to the side. I believe both sides of the aisle can agree that this is unacceptable behavior from a man-child with collectively over 2 million followers. So now also, because he has all these followers, he's not supposed to ask for these things.
Right.
He's I don't get it. Can celebrities have sex with people because they're celebrities?
Yeah.
I guess not. Maybe. I don't know. Plenty of celebrities, plenty of famous people have had sex with someone that they, like you said, if they were just Harry Nissen whatever, would not have been able to hook up with, looking the exact same. Same goes for money, whatever. Can we all set our political differences aside and agree that this is political bait crap and that there's nothing substantial that we've seen in any of this? There's no accusation against him of abusing anyone. The accusation is that he convinced you to send nudes, which you did for many months, and then basically didn't date you.
Then told you, I don't want to be in a committed relationship.
Yep.
And so you're like, well, now what?
Yeah. And then found out
I get it. So you have remorse for sending those pictures.
That's fine.
That's what you do. You have remorse, and you know what? He did lie to you. He lied to you. He's not a good online boyfriend. Okay. Well, that's it.
That's it.
Like, there's nothing more there. That's all he did.
That's it.
Right? He lied to you, and you sent him nudes.
Yeah.
And you wanted to believe him.
And he does not have any... There's no expectation that because he has 2 million followers, he's supposed to be less horny than the normal guy. Do the same thing that other straight guys do, right? You can't do that. You have a responsibility because you have 2 million Twitter followers. No, he doesn't, and you know it. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Of course.
He's not held on higher standards.
And just because you sent him nudes doesn't mean he loves you.
No.
Like, we need to figure that
out,
too.
Just because he says he loves you doesn't mean he loves you. He's allowed to tell you he loves you. He's allowed to marry you and hate your guts.
He's allowed to think he loves you in that moment.
Absolutely.
And then take it back.
Yes.
20 minutes later.
Yes.
It's your body, ladies, and you can share it with whoever you want, whenever you want, for whatever reason you want. And so can he. So can he. He has that. He's allowed to do it. He has complete autonomy of his body. And by the way, and then if he posts a picture with him and his girlfriend, man, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Okay, that sucks.
Happens to the best of us.
I just don't get why. And if you want to, I mean, you know, whatever. You want to out him for being a bad boyfriend
exactly.
or whatever. That's fine.
It's like, isn't this guy just a typical jackass? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But that's not a serious allegation.
Says he's a feminist or whatever.
But the way they were framing
it was like, this guy needs to go to jail.
Serious allegations.
He's a predator.
Yes.
Like, okay, no. These aren't serious allegations. These are you telling a story about a guy who, and manipulated you into sending him nudes. You're an adult.
Right.
An adult who made those decisions yourself. And the other part of that is I was in a car accident, so he jumped on my...
Right.
What?
I know. Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, so this guy, another social media influencer. They say social media famous. I don't know how famous he is. Anyhow, he does I guess you call them prank videos.
Okay.
And he's been doing this specifically in North Texas. He goes around to car dealerships. Maybe you guys have seen some of these before. I had not. But he goes around to car dealerships and he acts very interested in purchasing a car. Okay, I see an opportunity here for a bit.
Sure.
Something could be funny here. This could be funny. I can even go as far as to say that maybe you can get one of these salesmen in the car with you and take them for a ride, and there's an opportunity there for a prank, a funny one. And maybe I'm saying that because I might have done that on the radio years and years and years ago. But
sure. This
guy takes it a little far. He goes and specifically looks at these really expensive, exotic, fast cars. Lamborghinis, Corvettes, these giant Audis, whatever he can find that's the fastest thing on the lot. He'll go in and he sits down with these salesmen and he'll start talking finance and everything. Acts very serious because he wants to test drive these cars. And it is, I guess, a little more difficult, which is not a surprise, to test drive one of these cars. They want to make sure that you're serious before they just hop in the car with you. But you know, no matter what kind of car you're buying, these days if you go to take a test drive, the salesman gets in the car with you. And of course, it's no different if you're test driving a Lamborghini. They're going to ride with you. So he gets these guys in the car, and he starts filming. And then what he does is he starts driving at like 150 miles an hour down the interstate with these guys begging him to stop.
Okay.
In some of the videos, you hear the guy saying, please, 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 let me out, let me out. And he even is trying to tell the guy, like, no, it's okay, just before you do this again, because they'd slowed down. He's like, just let me out of the car, just let me out of the car.
Right.
And then he gasses it again. These guys are panicked. These salesmen are absolutely panicked. And the cops are saying, nah, I mean, maybe we could get him a speeding ticket. I don't know.
Yeah, let's go!
They are high-end cars.
Slow down!
At breakneck speeds. As the salesman riding along can do little but watch, and sometimes beg for it to end.
Yeah, just let me get out the car.
Okay, let me just do at the end of the sign.
No. I don't want to be inside the car.
Also, one second.
I don't want to be inside this car. Let me out.
The person behind the wheel appears to be Amer Saeed. The Dallas man has posted dozens of videos of what he calls joyrides online, recording the reactions of salesmen from dealerships across North Texas as what he calls entertainment.
Okay, I don't really like being a passenger in a car all that much to begin with.
Right.
Depending on who it is, you know.
There's got to be some sort of reckless endangerment.
It should be kidnapping, false imprisonment, something, right? The fact that, so the news channel down there that did that story, they say at the end of the story that they reached out to law enforcement, and law enforcement's like, well, you know, it's definitely not great behavior, but because the salesman agreed to get in the car, it's like, you know, maybe we could give him a speeding ticket. No, when those guys are begging to get out, when the guy's saying, please, please, stop, yeah, slow down, that to me is, should be at least, breaking several laws. I've heard of false imprisonment. You go into
knowingly.
I understand, but now they're asking to get out, and you won't let them out.
Right, that's true.
When that guy's saying, let me out, and he's like, no, and floors it, he'll just start doing donuts, just going in circles. The guy's like, please stop, please stop, please stop. Also, you know, there's the old man part of me that's like, this is what you find entertaining? You know, this is entertaining? Do you watch these people crap their pants? Okay.
Yeah.
No, okay.
I mean, I kind of like it.
I can see that. It's got a bit of a jackass.
No, I kind of like it. Yeah. Okay.
But I personally hate, have you ever been? I'm sure you have. It's usually when you're in your teens or 20s where you end up being a passenger in someone's car and they start.
Oh, yeah. Driving around.
Doing 100 down the interstate. It is the most helpless feeling in the world. And it's one of the reasons I learned at a young age.
They should go back to the old school stuff where you just poop in a purse and leave it in the Target parking lot.
Exactly. If you guys need ideas for pranks, we can do that. If you want to pick up a salesman and take him for a test drive, I've done it. What you don't have to do is drive 150 miles an hour. What you do is you hit on the guy, right? You drive a little bit further. Hey, there's a spot I want to show you. Look out, point, you know? Talk about how your wife just left you. Maybe put your hand on his knee. I don't know. You don't have to. But, yeah, that's very uncomfortable. But it's not infuriating, right? That's funny. You're trying to hit on the guy. You see if he likes you back.
Yeah, what if he does?
And, of course, you make it heavily implied, at least, that your decision on whether or not to purchase this car is based on whether or not this person likes you back. I'm fine with that.
If he doesn't like you back, then you drive 150.
Exactly. Then you can drive 150. That's fine.
The Church of Laszlo.
The teams that they say
should
consider relocating, okay? The Chargers. Now, you know, the Chargers haven't been there that long, but do they regret it? Is that a thing that comes up? I don't know. I mean, the thing about L.A. is you go, they have this massive city. For a long time, they had no NFL team.
Now they have two.
You go, how could that be possible? And now they have two, and you go, oh, well, now they've got two. They probably didn't want it two. They still have plenty of people, technically, to support two. The thing you've always told me that I thought was interesting is that L.A., there's so much to do.
Yeah, that's one of the things they say. Like, if you're not, like, the draw.
Yeah.
Like the Dodgers, what people
Dodgers
go out and do,
the
right?
Draw.
It, you know, if you're not the draw, there's just, you know, on Sundays people go to the beach, they go to Disney World, they go, like, there's just so much to do. Drive to San Diego. Just a, like, you know, nothing against Kansas City, but on Sunday here, the city goes to the Chiefs game. Or they watch the Chiefs game, right? Like, that's the draw.
The grocery stores are all selling Chiefs stuff.
How did they get 80,000 people to a Nebraska football college football game? Because that's the draw.
Yes.
That's what you do on Saturday. You know, other cities, you know, that have other things to do can sometimes, you know, run into problems.
Yeah, I don't buy the argument that it's because so many, and I get that maybe it's part of it, but when people say, well, it's because everyone in L.A. is a transplant. Well, first of all, no, they're not. There's plenty of people there aren't transplants. And also the Dodgers, you already mentioned.
Right.
They're just fine. And plenty of people are big fans of the Dodgers. It's just they're the draw when it comes to sports. And they say in this thing, like, you know, the Chargers are having a hard time finding a fan base, and maybe they should move back to San Diego. They don't know. But I wonder, like, what does that mean, having a hard time finding a fan base? How much money in merchandise does that team sell compared to... Right. The Bengals. You know what I mean? I don't know. I wish that they had put that stuff in there. The Panthers. Carolina Panthers. I think the Carolina Panthers should have never existed. I never liked the Carolina Panthers uniform. It's always looked like, and I know it's just my age, but it's always looked like Any Given Sunday to me. It looks like a fake team. It looks like a fake logo.
I know.
And,
but
know,
do they not have...
They've been around long enough.
Do they not have... You know, I don't know how many tickets they sell.
They say the stadium atmosphere is weak. They say... the team is in a constant state of being rebuilt. Well, if you're saying the team sucks, okay, but...
Yeah, a lot of times that's the problem, too.
True. They say that if they moved, they feel like it's one of the cities where people would be the least upset. I don't
know. That's probably
true. Is it?
I wouldn't... If you told me Carolina was moving to San Antonio, I'd be like, whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care, but do they care? Like, that's my... I thought that... I guess I thought maybe they're big fans. You lived in Jacksonville when the team was announced.
Yes.
And you've said that that was like a massive deal for Jacksonville.
It was a big deal. A big deal.
So when I think of them, I always think, no, they have a fan base because of you.
But then they, you know, they were good right out of the gate. Yeah. You know, they had Mark Brunell. I think they went to the championship, AFC championship against Carolina.
Yeah.
Expansion teams. Like, they were good. They got bad and people quit showing up. But that's another thing. Like, it's Florida. So there are other things to do.
Yeah.
And even though it's a smaller city in Florida, I mean, Saturdays are football there. I did sports talk.
College.
And, you know, and I say it all the time, but, man, it is like the Chiefs here are 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
College football in North Florida. Because you're within people who live there, you're within driving distance of people who went to Georgia, Florida State, Florida, and Miami. And so, if you're the professional team and you're not very good, well, everybody just watched games or went to games or went out of town yesterday to go watch their team play.
Yeah.
And now, you're like, well, good. And then we got these guys and they suck, right? It's a tough place to do it. That's why I always said I think a hockey team would work better here than a basketball team, because this city likes college basketball quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you had a basketball team that sucks, people would probably still follow KU and MU and K-State. And they wouldn't really care about them. If it was a hockey team, you just have that, you know, a built-in fan base that is just, that's their team and hockey's their thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just it's anecdotal, but driving through Florida from the top to the bottom of the state, it seems like the number of stickers, if you're talking football stickers, it would be like 10-1 college versus... Seeing a Tampa Bay or a Miami Dolphins,
course, yep.
it's college. And it's Georgia, too, but it's all that college stuff that you see. It's everywhere. The Arizona Cardinals are the next on here. They say that they moved around. I thought the Cardinals had a strong fan base.
I don't know anything about it.
Got a sweet fan base. Now, look, I know the team has had some questionable front office decisions in the last few years, but... You know, that's a lot of teams, but they put them on the list saying that they've never really found a big fan base in Arizona. I've never heard that before. The Jags, you mentioned, they're number 7 on the list. They said, you know, the truth is they may already have 1 foot out the door. It's hard to know for sure. But their owner has definitely toyed with the idea of playing in London. I don't know if he still is, if he still talked about that. But this idea, when they talk about teams that could move over there, Jags come up a lot. And don't the Jags end up... Did the Jags play...
They play in London.
More than London than any other team or something like that, right? And it's pretty obvious that it's kind of like testing the waters to see. Next on the list is the Titans, Tennessee Titans. I don't know what their fan base is like. That's another, just like you said with Florida. Yeah. College football is big there.
Yeah.
Real big there.
And I don't
Multiple schools. I don't know how well the Titans do. I was never happy that they left Houston to begin with.
Of course.
But I don't hate their uniforms as much as I hate the Carolina Panthers. Like, they sort of look like a real football team.
I don't like the Tennessee Titans. They're just,
it feels
they could go away and I wouldn't care.
It feels like a town that's not an NFL town to me, but that's just watching it on TV.
Yeah.
When someone's from Tennessee and they say, I'm a football fan, I assume
rather a Bulls
it's going to be a college team.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but so they're on the list. They're number six. The Bucks are number five on the list.
Hmm.
Now, in Florida, when you're in that part of the state, I see a lot of Bucks stuff.
Yeah, there's Bucks fans.
And I feel like, you know, they do pretty well. They say when the Bucks are struggling, though, it's very noticeable. Unlike some other teams that can weather the storm,
yeah.
If you have a losing season, you still sell out games. The Chiefs
again,
sold out a lot of games.
Look at the weather.
Exactly. There's
look
other
at the
stuff
weather.
To do.
So, right? It's fall and winter, right? What are we going to do?
Yeah.
What are the people in Chicago going to do? What are the people in Detroit going to do? They're going to go to football games.
Yeah.
They're going to stay in their house and watch football. If you live in Tampa and your team's 2-8, you can still go to the beach.
Yeah.
You can go to the pool. You can get outside. You're like, I don't have to watch this garbage. I'm not going to waste my weekend watching bad football when I could be surfing.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just, like, look at those teams that they're mentioning.
Yes.
With the exception of, what, Tennessee, all of them are warm weather cities.
Yeah.
With other things to do.
Yeah. And in Tennessee, you got the college thing. So,
right.
You know, the New Orleans Saints, I don't agree with this one at all.
Well, they seem to be pretty.
They say, you know, people have talked about it being one of the best atmospheres in the NFL, but they say that the city in general has struggled to keep teams around in the past, but that, again, I guess they're one of these towns that maybe if the team is struggling, if they go through a rebuilding
right.
era, that tickets aren't sold like they would again here. I mean, I don't know what other cities are like that, but I know in Kansas City, growing up here, I just thought the NFL was so popular everywhere that your team didn't even have to be good for games to sell out. And
right,
then I'd hear stats later that I sort of believed when they would say, no, the Chiefs sold out, you know, more losing seasons
yeah.
back or whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And by then I'd met you and kind of this idea of like there's maybe not a lot of other stuff going on. And again, it's not
right.
just there's not all this. It's that time of year. Like, there isn't a lot of stuff, and it is cloudy and cold.
Right.
And so go to a game. The Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders. Now, I don't know. They haven't, you know, they haven't been there very long. But they say that it's basically a vacation stop for opposing fans. And
yeah.
that all the games so far have just been tourists coming in to see
yeah,
their team play in Vegas. I feel like that's what Vegas.
I think they never
planned
saw it. Yeah, like, yeah, okay.
And I think they could build a Raiders fan base of some
yeah,
sort.
Yeah, I think if they started doing well, they could be
but
really
they gotta
popular.
Win.
Yeah, they
got to
win.
Their hockey
to me, it's like, but
base.
You're still that. Like, I wouldn't move them at all. To me, it's smart. Like, even if your team's bad, you're going to get enough people from other teams to come in and watch their team play against your team.
Yeah.
That you could probably weather most storms.
Yeah.
Again, it's Vegas. So there's a lot of other stuff to do.
Right.
But you know.
They have Buffalo Bills at number two, but they say that now that the stadium is done, it's over. It's like, well, if part of the problem is that their stadium was so ancient,
right.
then why not take them off of this list? Because they've got a new stadium.
Well, I mean, it could
built,
be one
so.
Of the things we don't know where it's like, you know, with the Royals here.
Yeah.
It could have been like maybe the owner kept asking for them to rebuild the stadium and they kept saying no. So then at that point, you get on a list of, like, they could move.
Yeah, they could.
Right.
But the way that they're saying, like, the teams that should seriously consider moving.
You know, maybe they're like, their stadium sucks, and, you know, the other teams would certainly build with the success of the Bills, there'd be a lot of cities lining up to build a new stadium for them.
Oh, I agree. My thing is, if this article just came out yesterday, and we know that they're building a stadium,
so
then what's
the
reason now? You say it's too cold? Like, that's a ridiculous reason. And then the number one team that they put on here is the Chicago Bears. Like, look, it's Chicago, but they say they are, you know, possibly actively looking for a move out of Chicago.
Wait. I think this is different.
Okay.
I think they've talked about moving them out of Chicago to the suburbs.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, well, that's not really moving.
No, that's not moving.
Like, I heard,
all.
Like, you know, Gary, Indiana, and some other, but, like, you know, out of downtown Chicago
yeah.
and to the suburbs. Well, that's not really moving.
No, but and I don't know why, but, and that is exactly what they're talking about. You know, they name some different suburbs, but for whatever reason, they say wherever they end up moving, maybe they should consider St. Louis. That's what they say. St. Louis. This is a team that could be calling a new city home very soon. Okay, yes. If it's a suburb, I'll believe you.
Yeah.
But why would you move the Bears to St. Louis?
I don't think the NFL
would
allow them to do it.
To move the team in general?
I don't think they let a team leave Chicago.
And I don't know, is St. Louis begging for a team?
I think
team
they got to vote on it. I think in order to move, you have to get the owners to agree to it to a certain amount.
They're very protective of their territory. And
right,
all that
and
stuff.
Then like certain, it's got to be a percentage. I don't think it has to be unanimous, but I just can't imagine other owners saying, yeah, let's just not have football in Chicago.
No. And
just, you know, it's the third largest city. Like, no way. There's too much revenue to be made there. TV revenue, everything else. No.
Yeah. And that's their number one. I would make that, it's the least likely.
I think it's number one probably because they're going to move to the suburbs.
If you move to the suburbs, that's fine. That's fine.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
That's it?
Yeah. Happy spring break, fellas.
You see that Ronnie Pete caught the ball?
You told me about it.
Yeah.
Snowcone had seen it, though.
Yeah, I just saw it as a fan caught the ball.
Yeah, when it originally came out, they're like, look at this fan caught the ball, you know, and then gave like a look to the Dodgers player. It was kind of like a snarky, like, yeah, you're not that good kind of look.
For sure.
We're like, look at this fan's look. And then they later on were like, that's Rodney Pete. And then they figured out who he was. NFL legend, Rodney Pete.
NFL legend.
Starting quarterback for the Detroit Lions for several years, Rodney Pete. And Shawnee Mission South graduate. You guys didn't even know that, did you?
No.
Right
he's from here?
I think he moved here his senior year. Graduated from Shawnee Mission South, starting quarterback.
Well,
went on to play, went back to California, played at UCLA.
Well, I assume he lives here now then, right? He's not playing ball
anymore. He's at a Dodgers game. He's married to Holly Robinson, Pete.
He can travel.
And, he does TV maybe for the NFL Network or something. I see him on TV sometimes.
Who's Holly Robinson, Pete? I'm supposed to know
who that is. An actress. You know who that is, Holly Robinson?
Yeah, I've
Look her up. You'll know who it is.
Holly Robinson.
I don't know.
Holly?
She was in 21 Jump Street, the show.
Yeah, she was that.
Oh, I
didn't.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, yeah, she's hanging with Mr. Cooper. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You don't know her?
Nope.
You didn't watch Cooper?
You've never seen a TV show?
Nope.
21 Jump Street?
Nope.
With Johnny Depp?
I haven't either,
I'm aware
of
it, but not really.
I never saw it either, but I did see Hanging with Mr. Cooper. So, Snowcone's just a really young guy. You know, these references go over his head because he's just barely...
Super young.
Barely old enough to drive.
Yep.
Well, barely old enough to rent a car.
Super young.
It surprises people because you're so mature for your age.
Wise beyond my years.
Wise beyond your years. And you do have a lot of gray hairs in your beard and in your head.
Because of the wisdom.
Because of the wisdom, exactly.
Right.
That's just a sign of the wisdom.
I
but
hear that all the time.
You have to, we have to be reminded sometimes you are young.
Very young.
I have to pinch myself. That's right, he's young.
Of course, she was in The Masked Singer not that long ago, apparently.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
I've never seen
but
that
I'm aware either, of it. I'm aware of it.
There you go.
She's hot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd definitely wear a Scream mask and three-way her if she asked. You know what I mean? If she asked, I said. Obviously, she would have to ask.
Yeah.
I hope they don't still live here.
I think they live in Los Angeles.
I'm sure. She's busy. She's got a lot of stuff to do. A lot of Hanging with Mr. Cooper reunions and 21 Jump Street reunions.
Huge star,
Holly Robinson. Love her. Well, guys, I hope you have fun on your spring break. I know, Snowcone, you already had your spring break, so sorry. Yeah. We decided to take spring break right when you wouldn't have your kid anymore.
Yep.
But we did that on purpose. When we were looking at, like, hey, let's take some time out for spring break, Laz was like, when does Snowcone have Bon Pop?
Yeah.
Let's try and make
it when he leaves.
Yeah, as soon as Bon Pop is gone, we'll give Snowcone some time at home, you know, to sit home alone and think about all the decisions.
Did you see that Kanye stuff? Were those tweets? I know we got to go, but did you see those tweets about Jay-Z's kids and stuff?
No, I avoid anything about him now.
I don't know if they're real or not.
What?
Well, that's like every Kanye tweet. Like, is this real?
Yeah, if you're thinking, like, could this possibly be real, then it probably
is. It's definitely possible.
Well, I mean, they look like on their screenshots.
Whatever it is.
I mean, they look real. But you just don't want to be, you know what I mean? You're like, I don't know. Everybody who posted them seemed like legit, and like, here they are.
And we know Kanye's really careful about his reputation. His image.
Calculated, man.
Calculated, exactly.
Yeah, well thought out plan.
Well, apparently this is what he tweeted. Wait, has anyone ever seen Jay-Z and Beyonce's younger kids? They're retarded. No, like literally. And this is why artificial insemination is such a blessing. Having retarded children is a choice.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
Yeah, again, entirely possible.
Well, no, that sounds right.
Yeah, that does
I'll
sound
say
right.
That sounds
that
right.
Does sound
well, then people are like, look, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we know the guy wears MAGA hats. Elon, you gotta ban him. He can't be talking about people's kids, right? And then I think even Elon is like, you know what? Let's slow your roll, ye. Like, let's quit cutting. So Then he tweets after that. He says, I need everyone to know that I took the post about Jay-Z and Beyonce's family down, and then somebody else, Jerry somebody, and their family down, because there's a possibility of my Twitter being canceled. Not because I'm a good person. I took it down like Down syndrome. Get it? Am I right or am I right? F the world. Real talk.
Why
F everybody.
Why is this guy on social media?
Why do we pay attention to him?
Man. Yeah.
Man. Good show. Yee. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.